And then we will promptly move to public comment. I appreciate the patience of everyone. We'll start with Mr. Schimmick. Three minutes.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Steve Schimmick, and I am Executive Director of the Otter Project and Monterey Coast Keeper. I'd like to bring your attention to Senate Bill 623, which is making its way through both the Senate, has made its way through the Senate, and is now in the House. If passed as currently written, Senate Bill 623 would offer agriculture very broad safe harbor from all regional and state board enforcement. It will place total reliance on, and this is the best case, it would place total reliance on ag orders as the only enforceable thing that you could do with agriculture. So the ag orders better be good. It adds language that that growers will have to follow best practicable treatment and control and make best efforts, terms that are totally undefined in water code or law. And then things that are up for debate, in other words, there are split opinions of, there are some lawyers that have looked at it and say that it offers very broad safe harbor, and that in fact you would not be able to even enforce your ag orders. It would, the ag would basically get total safe harbor. And also, if a step down from that, it would be the breadth of safe. So in other words, the breadth of the safe harbor is up for debate. This is the first time such a thing has ever been offered to an industry group. And it basically blasts a big giant hole in Porter Cologne. We believe that 623 is essentially pay to pollute. What do they have to give? The name of the bill is the Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Act. And basically what it is, it provides growers, and every Californian perhaps would pay into a fund. The growers would be paying extra, essentially because they are part of the problem, would be paying into a fund that would provide drinking water to communities that currently don't have it.
Could you please repeat and, don't worry about the clock.
It would be providing drinking water to both systems and individuals that currently are not getting safe drinking water. So it would allow for maintenance of current systems. It would allow for bottled water delivery under sink. So the intent of the bill is great. It is, and we support the intent. We don't support safe harbor from enforcement in any way. That's our position. But I would very much suggest that you look at it, you read it, and you try and understand it. Frankly, it's poorly written. But I think it'll be an eye-opener, and you'll go, oh, no. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schimmick. And again, sorry for making you wait a little extra time. And then the other public speaker card that I have is Mr. Dave Feliz. Oh, you had to leave? Okay. And so, do you have a public comment? Pardon me? You're on item 16. Oh, for Friday. 16, 14 is today. Okay, so then Okay.
First time I've actually put a number on it. I'm so out of condition on that. I should have just put public comment. My apologies. Chair Wolf, members of the board, Kirk Schmidt, Executive Director of Preservation, Inc. This has nothing to do with anything that's on your agenda today, but there's a gap developing in the irrigated lands program due to the broadening popularity of commercial cannabis growing in the region, particularly in Monterey County and soon in Santa Cruz County. We have millions of square feet of existing greenhouses in Monterey County that now have cannabis in it. It's a, as you can imagine, a multi-million dollar crop. The cannabis portion of your website refers to people who take water illegally from streams, have illegal stream crossings, and such, as though everyone was growing in Big Sur or Boulder Creek. The reality is this is a commercial agricultural operation conducted on commercial agricultural land in existing commercial greenhouses that have historically been part of the irrigated ag program. And while cannabis may have some interesting security issues, it is an agricultural crop. It only makes sense that for the point of view of water quality impairments, that it be considered like every other commercial crop and be part of your ag order or version 4.0 of the ag order. But there's no reason why it can't be considered part of the ag order now, because you don't describe in the ag order any particular crop. The only thing that distinguishes it is that there's no language on your website that it is a commercial agricultural crop and, as such, should be part of the regulatory process for the ag order. It is likely because of the position or ignorance of many of the growers that are investing millions of dollars in these greenhouse operations that they do not have to participate in the ag order, in part because of the way it's premised on your website and also the way it's premised on the state's website, where it also refers to cannabis as though everyone is growing by taking water illegally from streams. As a commercial farmer, I can tell you it's a lot easier to turn a pump on than it is to drag water up from a stream and irrigate your crop that way. And you should consider including this as any other commercial crop, and it would be subject to the ag order. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just have a quick question if I could follow up with this. So you're going to have to refresh my recollection. I don't recall. Are we regulating greenhouses within our ag order?
You're regulating greenhouses with permeable soil in the greenhouses, so that the greenhouses with impermeable soil have discharge permits, WDRs, as point source discharges. The greenhouses, like the rose greenhouses, the flower greenhouses, herb greenhouses that have permeable beds, are part of the ag order.
And how is marijuana being grown in these greenhouses?
It's being predominantly grown in large plastic pots, and it drains into the soil underneath the pots. I mean, they're large grow bags.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
A quick question to the executive officer, and I think we've at least talked offline about this before. I'm assuming that if cannabis is being grown, whether indoors or outdoors, if it's being grown in a greenhouse that has a permeable floor and it's not being grown hydroponically, in other words, it's draining to the floor, that it would be covered already under the ag waiver. Is that correct?
Do you want to talk about that? So we've had this discussion both in Santa Barbara, I'm going to say 6 months ago, and then we've had extended discussions with State Board about where cannabis appropriately fits in terms of regulation, and it is not totally resolved yet. We made the argument similar to Mr. Schmidt's argument that we don't specify any other commodity in agriculture other than cannabis. Why break that out? Regulate it the same way. State Board, and part of the paradigm that Mr. Schmidt references is sort of the water rights aspect of cannabis growing, and that is kind of the through the region, through the North Coast and northern part of the Central Valley's lens of how they see cannabis growing. It has a huge surface water demand, and there's water rights issues wrapped around it. Very different from how it will play out in this region, which is primarily a groundwater region. I don't know that it's reached resolution. The draft statewide cannabis general order was just released a week ago tomorrow, right? Last Friday, I think the state board put out a draft of the general order. Is that correct, Harvey?
Harvey Packard, yes, I believe that's correct. The draft state board order, as I understand it, does not regulate anything grown in a greenhouse, regardless of the type of floor.
Okay.
So if that's the case, I'm assuming that we would want to regulate these types of facilities through our ag order. The wrinkle here is that it's not just another ag commodity. The water code has specific requirements for water board permits for cannabis operations, and it's different than everything else. So long term, we're going to have to resolve that either through the state board order or an amendment to our order, I think.
Yeah, and to supplement your comment, Harvey, also because any future commercial cannabis grower has to get basically a business license from the state cannabis division. I forgot the name.
The part of CDFA.
It's actually from CDFA, and CDFA is going to, I assume, going to ask the water board to verify that they have a permit
right.
to grow.
Right, so they have to get a basically it's like a business license through CDFA, and then water board has its set of regulations. And
right.
And then, of course, then on the local level, counties, as most counties are currently developing their own set of requirements, you know, limitation in acreage and things like that. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, then, do we have any direction to staff in terms of how to either fold in the regulation of cannabis into our current order or to look towards pulling cannabis into the 4.0 order as that's developed?
I think, and certainly I'd like to, you know, have Mr. Robertson comment on that, but I think there needs to be also close coordination with state board on this.
And I was going to echo that. So state board is in full development right now of a statewide general cannabis order. Their anticipation is having it completed, I believe, in October or November and adopted, such that, okay, now that's available for most cannabis growers. Harvey mentioned some areas where it doesn't include greenhouse-specific growth. And that's something that ultimately we would have to reconcile. We might be able to do that through comments back on the draft order that I mentioned that's currently out, the statewide draft order, and they could amend that in subsequent versions. Or we could come back with a module to our ag order that would satisfy the Porter Cologne elements that Harvey highlighted and then include it in 3.0 even, you know, as a module snapped on to 3.0, if you will. Those are the options. I think right now, though, what we want to do is engage with the statewide effort, you know, and capitalize on that to the extent we can. And if it falls short of what we need, then we can modify ours as a fallback.
Is that
that's fine.
Answer your question?
Yeah, so maybe in a subsequent EO report, you'll give us some status report on what's happening.
And we do have, you know, maybe you can provide a little update on, you know, our staffing in regard to cannabis.
Sneaking into my EO report. You're stealing my thunder.
Okay. Then we'll hold this to the EO
report.
In
just a few minutes. We'll do that for a little while.
No problem. Any further question on my left, on my right? Okay. So, you know, thank you for your comment.